Thursday morning at WGCL, just after 7:35, we check in at Ivy Tech with our good friend, the Chancellor, Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Just fantastic. How about you guys?
Good, 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 good. Here we are halfway through October. We're worried about big things like how many pumpkins to get, what are we going to be for Halloween. But when, then it's just, don't blink. October's going to be over before we know it.
I know.
And did you know about the big holiday today? Keith alerted.
Yes, I've been prepared. I'm totally 100% prepared for the holiday.
Black cat on your lap, walking underneath a ladder, all that fun stuff. Keith,
right.
Busy times at Ivy Tech, as
lots
always.
Of things going on. Jenny, before you start, one of the things that has struck me as I look at Ivy Tech is with the addition, the number of faculty and students who are using it for exercise to walk the hallways.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Actually, it's pretty cool. And yesterday, in fact, Paul Daly and I, we needed to talk about a few things. And we just got up and started walking, you know, instead of just staying in the office. And we walked around the building. And it was just really cool because when you do that, not only do you run into others that are doing the same thing, taking their breaks and walking the building, but you're seeing students hanging out and being students. And it's really, really super cool. So you know we have the wellness committee in the group, and we give people water bottles and all those kinds of things. And we want people on their breaks to go and get a colleague, grab a colleague, and say, come on, let's go take a walk.
Has anyone measured that yet for how long it is?
You know, it has been, and off the top of my head, I cannot remember, but a couple staff, they know, and maybe I can get
that. It's a long trip around that building.
Yeah, if you do the whole building, I think it's something like a mile or 2 miles, or, you know, it's 25 miles.
It's a marathon.
It's exhausting.
That's
you're
right.
Doing a marathon when you want to go talk to somebody.
In addition to the new building, you got some new faculty. How many faculty were you able to add?
We added 8 total with one still to go. We've got a job posted for that optometric for faculty position, so it'll be a total of 9. But we hired 8.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And so you like to salute the faculty members that are new.
We do, and I appreciate that. Every week when I'm on the air, I'd like to just talk about some of our new faculty because they come from all over, and just fantastic. And this week I'd like to highlight Dr. Andrew Finley. He is a new assistant professor with us in art history. And Andrew is an art historian and an archaeologist who's spoken and published in topics related to Roman architectural history and art history teaching methodology. And he's earned a BA at Loyola University in Chicago, his MA at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, and his PhD at Washington University in St. Louis. So Dr. Finley has taught before at Rose Holman, the University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana, the School of Architecture there, and a teacher training college in the Peace Corps. He's just done some great things locally. He's volunteers at CASA. He's just a great faculty member. We're excited that he's here, that he chose us at Ivy Tech, and to be able to teach our students some of the various courses, and especially art history. So welcome, Andrew Finley.
Any more, Jenny, there is so much happening at Ivy Tech. The last few days I've been walking around. There are colleges there recruiting our students, some of which I've never heard of before.
Yeah, you know, and actually Ferdinand Barrero, he's the Assistant Director of Advising. I was walking through the Commons the other day, I think it was Tuesday, and he was doing his annual transfer fair.
Right.
So we have our transfer fair. And so I'm just assuming it's one day, it's from 11:30 to 3, people can walk in and it's in the Commons. But I'm looking around and there was only a couple of tables there. And he said, well, what he decided to do is make it a transfer week.
Right.
So every day this week, and even into next week, he's got different schools and colleges from all over. It doesn't have to just be Indiana. He's got schools and colleges outside of Indiana coming to talk to our students about, you know, the different degrees that they have and how our courses and degrees transfer to them. So, yeah, he's really reached out not just to the ones locally. And I think it's, like he described, a student may not be able to just come on a Tuesday at 2 o'clock, they're working, but they might be able to come next week at Thursday at 10. So, and he's marketed it, the students accordingly, and just a great new way to hold our transfer fair week or weeks. So it's pretty cool.
Well, it makes sense. You're right. Everybody's on a tighter schedule these days, and not everybody can just sacrifice those 2 hours or whatever it is to make it there. Now, you got a big event coming up at the end of the month, right?
We do. On Wednesday the 26th, I heard you talking about this earlier this morning.
Angie!
Gail and Bill. I listen, outside of my time, I'm telling you. I listen.
When you're walking around that 25-mile track, we're good company to take with us.
After I have my daily marathon, right.
Are there tickets left for Angie?
There are tickets, but we're really, really close to selling out. Tickets are $75 per person. You can get a table and help us out with some sponsorship at $600, but I think we only have a couple tables left for that that kind of ticket sale. But the Gail and Bill Cook Center annual entrepreneurship event with Angie Hicks, it's Wednesday the 26th. It's at 11:30. It'll be a great luncheon with her, speaking for over 45 minutes with some Q&A. So great event as always. The team with Steve Bryan and his team at the Cook Center really does a great job putting this together.
Yeah, and it's open to anybody. You don't have to be Ivy Tech.
Oh, yeah.
This is if you're into business and want to.
Sure.
Well, this is the Angie from Angie's List. So
sure.
She's an entrepreneur. Fits perfectly with what the Cook Center
great.
Is.
And it's great. It's lunchtime.
Yeah.
Where you can get back to your entrepreneuring.
That's right.
Is that a word? I'm not sure. We're going to use it anyhow. Jenny Vaughn's our guest this morning. She's the chancellor at Ivy Tech and checks in with us every Thursday morning. And as we move along semester-wise, we know we're right in the middle. We've just had some fall breaks. You guys don't break. You guys
we didn't break.
You keep rolling.
No, we don't. We do at Thanksgiving. Students only have to come to classes that Monday at Thanksgiving. And then they have break Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, of course. And then Friday we're closed. So we don't traditionally have that October fall break.
Jenny, one of the things that is going on is we're registering already for the spring semester, but there's some new restrictions, restrictions is not the right word, new possibilities with student financial aid, and this is
right.
All new stuff, and we've had Pat McCafferty on to talk about that.
A way to reduce the costs
yeah.
of going to college?
Well, loosening of some of the rules.
Okay.
Yeah, and our second 8-week classes actually start on Monday, October 17th.
You still register for that?
And we're rolling now for classes for January 17th for the fall. But the great news about financial aid, and Pat is the expert. She's been our director for many, many years. She's well known in the financial aid arena. But filing for financial aid, it can start earlier. So we can actually start helping students apply for financial aid now, until classes start in the fall and even the following spring. So they've really given a little bit more time for people to be able to file that FAFSA for the 2017-18 school year. And students and parents are actually able to use their 2015 tax information to get that ball rolling. And, usually you had to wait until January, and then students get nervous about, how much am I going to be able to have from the federal government? What else can I get out there? What scholarships? So they can start thinking about doing it now. And in fact, on Sunday, November 13th, on our campus, we will have financial aid staff, recruiters, admissions staff to help students. Anybody who wants to walk in the door, we'll help you.
Well, let the experts help you because they can find these. You might not think you're qualified. You might not think you can get any break. Well, that can
exactly.
possibly not be the case. So have them go over there and tell you you're overqualified.
Exactly. Even just for scholarships, local scholarships at
Ivy
Tech or any school, you usually, 90% of the time, you have to have that FAFSA on file.
Right.
So it doesn't hurt to complete it. We're there to help you complete it. It can be daunting sometimes. It's just like filling out your tax forms. But we can help you, and we're here. And, if you're not available on Sunday the 13th, come to campus, just call us and walk in the door. We don't care what school you're going to.
Jenny,
one
of the remarkable things about the students at Ivy Tech is a fair number of them live very close to the line. And, sometimes the battery goes out in the car or other things happen, emergencies. And Ivy Tech's got a way to kind of help some of those students. And they had a big car and bike show this past Saturday to raise money for that fund.
You rode the Hyundai
students.
Down there?
Yeah, right. I rode my bicycle.
So
I didn't realize it meant motorcycle.
Your tricycle that you do on the marathon
trail. It's tricked out.
Yeah.
I've seen you do that. Well, we had a great event. Of course, our Student Life staff, Beth Warner in particular, really planned this event. It was last Saturday. The weather was great, but it was our very first car and bike show. We had over 30 cars and bikes registered that came in, and you know, it was free to come in, but we asked, you know, if you wanted to donate something. We got over $300 that were raised, and it'll go directly into our Student Emergency Assistance Fund. So you've heard us talk about, maybe I have, or Susie Graham, about we allow people to wear jeans at work if you want, if you buy a sticker. So you've got to buy a sticker, $5 to wear a pair of jeans. You wear your sticker, you wear your jeans to work, and that sticker costs $5. Well, at this point, we have over, I think it's something like over $4,000 in this emergency fund. So we can help students who have trouble with a, you know, battery, like you mentioned, or maybe they lost their books or whatever. So it's a great fund, and it's all funded by things, activities that we have on campus and our own employees who want to wear jeans to work.
And by the way, you ran out of popcorn at the Dory showing the other night.
It happens.
Family
it
night.
Happens.
That Aww. Was incredible, the number of people that were there for that, the kids showing it.
The Dory movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's popcorn, pizza, candy, drinks, everything. You did a great job on that.
Tell us next week about your Halloween plans out there so we can come out and get scared.
Well, and I'll definitely talk to you next week about it, but we have a big event planned because last year we had to put it on hold because we were built, you know, the space wasn't ready, but now it's ready and we've got a huge event, so I'll tell you all about it next week.
You have the dental school out there yet?
With all the candy?
A partnership just waiting to be made somewhere. Jenny, great job as always. Enjoy your weekend, and we will get caught up with you next Thursday morning.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
The Chancellor at Ivy Tech is our good friend Jenny Vaughn, and we appreciate her time on a Thursday morning, every Thursday here throughout the year.